Now, the rest of the story. It started in the autumn of 1980. A paragraph on page 20 of the New York Times mentioned the arrest of two men, ages 20 and 19, suspected of trying to sell top-type free world secrets to the Chinese and the Russians and the East Germans and the Saudi Arabians. The report continued there were no details on the price, nor was there evidence that any of those governments accepted the offer. The arrest had taken place in the Swiss capital of Bern. Now, let me tell you something about Switzerland. If you didn't know, it's fairly casual about international spies and spying, as long as the espionage does not directly involve the Swiss. But believe me, what I'm about to relate directly involved the Swiss. A cloak of mystery and misinformation has embraced the case. First, the Times reported that the two men had been arrested, but apparently not, because months later a Bern newspaper published that a young man and a girlfriend were the suspects. Swiss counter-espionage agents had apprehended them, all names withheld. The Swiss justice minister did confirm that a trial was scheduled. He did not say for when. A portfolio of 40 top secrets. 40 top secrets had been offered to the Soviet and the Chinese and the East Germans and the Saudi Arabians through their embassies in Bern. The embassies received letters in the mail asking if their governments were interested. It seems that one of the accused, a young woman, had worked in proximity to some top secret files. The boyfriend had reportedly put her up to selling the information, but here is the strangest part. A ministry spokesman in Bern admitted that the accused spies were held for 3 days, and then the authorities let them go. They were set free pending legal action on charges of attempted espionage on behalf of foreign powers, and that is the last word on the subject that anyone in the United States has heard. Recently, an official at the Swiss Embassy in Washington, D.C. was questioned regarding the matter. He said, and I know it sounds like a joke, but he says there was nothing funny about it. In his words, it was a serious piece of news. And he had nothing to add to what you've just heard. Here and now, you're going to learn the rest of the story about the Swiss connection. What in the world would a neutral country like Switzerland have to hide? This is a country with comparatively few political secrets and no military secrets. Well, the keeping of Switzerland's best-kept secret has nothing to do with super weapons or government intrigue. But it is a matter of extreme economic importance. You see, that portfolio that those two spies were trying to sell to the Chinese or to the Russians or to the East Germans or to the Saudi Arabians or all four, that portfolio contained 40 top secrets, 40 different secret recipes for Swiss chocolate. And now you know the rest of the story.